Parshas Yitzavim, we find that they said over the Alois took the Klalis, the Tem Yitzavim Hayoim, and the Pasuk talks about somebody, he's going to hear all the Klalis, terrible things that can happen to someone who doesn't listen to Dvar Hashem. Somebody who stays complacent, stays somewhat indifferent, even though he hears all the terrible clothes, he's a balavera. And he actually touches his bar, he benches, zich benchen, he gives himself a bracha and he says, he calms himself down. Shalom yeli, ki b'shuyas li b'elech, man tzvayis harav es esmeya. Pasuk says terrible things about him, Hashem's wrath. Unleashed, layov Hashem, sloyach loy. Terrible, terrible things in the following psukim that come down on such a person. He says, Shalom Yeli, the person who says Shalom Yeli. The way Rashi learns is Baruch Bilvavai is a Lashon of, and he feels complacent. Or it says a few places of Rasha, Tarn Rishayim, they feel complacent, and they don't get scared even though they're full of Averis. Feel is the pasuk when it says ki b'shuvas libi is a lashon of mar is a libi. Rashi says I'll do whatever I want. Ki, see this doesn't mean because, doesn't mean because many times ki means because, it means although, like the Eben Ezra, he's willing to bench himself that he'll be okay, he'll continue to be in a good place, even though although b'shuvas libi is still alpha pekain, is still his complacency. Still remains. There's a new pshat in the Targum Yonasim and Nezil, which we must take in mind, take into account as we stand, we're coming closer to the Yom Adin. The Targum Yonasim and Nezil teaches, V'hebe mishmoy yas piskomei meimot sa'adov yisya ish b'libe l'meimer. The Targum Yonasim teaches, V'zbarech is a lashon of yush, yisbarech b'libe l'meimer. Wow, new pshat. In here, it's not the little taich of his baruch, but the Targum Yonasim is saying that amol, the indifference and the complacency of somebody who hears terrible, terrible possible consequences, terrible onshin that could come out of his improper actions, he could come to a place of indifference because he enters a state of yish. That's near the shirish of his baruch, exactly the opposite of the first one. He is so really worried, so deep down, concerned with his connection to chet, that he ends up in the same place as Rashi's Shalom Yeli. He ends up Shalom Yeli, but for a totally different reason, because he cannot really start to take in consideration all the din that is coming on about to come on him, because if he starts to embark on a path of tikkun, he is miyush ganzen. Hopeless. He says, the Hemshech, Arum, betkoif yitzra bisha de libi ezel, min deglala mois vachivish shalzos alza dernasa. He is so entrenched in the strength, shrius over here means the strength, lashon shor, strength of his arki, the fidus shad, the fidus agmanasan, means kipshut arki, because, he says, shalom yili, because I have such a strong gate to hara, shalom yili, it's impossible, I'm okay. The Ainu, what happens is that his system enters a track where he's nothing what to do. This is all I could do. So he enters a state of indifference for a totally different reason. This is something, like I mentioned, we must keep in mind as we enter to coming close to appearing for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Many enter the state of certain tranquility because they're yush. A tremendous insight in the Kriyas Nefesh of a mensch because he feels hopeless, he could bring him to a matzav Shalom Yeli. And the question is, how do we deal with this? This is a very, very real problem. Many of us feel hopeless at the thought, the possibility of change. How can we deal with this? Further on the parasha, Nitzavim, the pasuk says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, she-anoichi, b'tzavcha ha-yoyin, n'fleisi v'le-rechoyki, n'fleisi. Rashi learns the pasuk, the mitzvah, zayis is Torah, but who knows, the Ramban learns that it's going on tshuva. The mitzvah is going on tshuva. And the pasuk says, "Loi nifleisi mumcha." The pasuk comes to Bavarn. You would think that it's nifleisi mumcha. No, loi nifleisi mumcha l'rechayki. Loi b'shamayimi. Rather, karv alecha davar moed. What does it mean, loi nifleisi mumcha? Rashi translates, "Loi nifleisi mumcha, loi mumchusa mumcha." Moishenemer ki pole reis kasi. Rashi fears, "Mumchusa chavusha betamun." The word pella nifleis, the sharish pella, sometimes means hidden, blocked. Locked, hidden, covered over. Pasuk saying, "Leinaflase, the smitz is not covered over, and it's not distant from you." What is the meaning? Distant? We know what distant. Distant means it's out of my reach. What does it mean, "flasey"? It sounds like the muskarishon. The first notion would be that she was hidden from. What does that mean? It's hidden from me. Perhaps it's meramis on the aside that the Rabbi Yisrael Zigris talks about. And he talks about from the great difficulty to start tshuva. He refers to the Gemara in Kedushin and other places in Shas. And Adam, kivan she over avera v'shana ba nasis like a heter. A person's over avera once, twice, kol shekain three times. It eventually becomes a heter. He doesn't even realize he's doing a chet. And the Yisrael explains this comes from the result, the consequent of the first chet and the continuation of the second chet that creates something called timtum alev. There's a Bisrael, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says that when a person does a chet, the Gemara says that it's as if there's a wall that comes down from a chet that blocks us from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bisrael's Meram is that this wall is not only in Shemaim, this wall is in our heart. When a person does a chet, it creates a timtum, it creates a covering, it creates something that he doesn't feel the chet. If you would feel the chet, he'd be sensitive, he would feel as if he has a pain, a heart pain, something terribly painful. You would feel the spiritual pain, but the chet brings in its footsteps, it brings a timtum halev, and the timtum halev only gets stronger and stronger. That is really what separates us, what denies us entry into the path of tshuva, because we don't feel the urgency, we don't feel the necessity to really change our ways. We don't feel how bad of a state we are. After this, the Pasuk says, Loi niflesi mimcha. Look, the Pasuk, Yemitzvah says, Loi niflesi mimcha. You think it's totally verstopped, it's totally hidden, by all these layers of timtum alev. Loi niflesi mimcha, l'rechoyki. It's not. Rather, kikarev alecha davam oid b'ficha lovav chalasayis. It's still there. In your heart, it's not only external, it's internal. It's internally, it's a force within inside you. And we have to understand this. What does that mean? Where does this start? What does it mean it's in your lave? But your lave doesn't feel. If it's mechuse, so you have timtum alev, you lost feeling. So what does it mean it's in your heart? Pasuk's telling me, lein flesi. Obviously, the Torah is being made. The Torah is testifying, lein flesi mechalev. Where does it start? Shnel said earlier, in Parashat Nitzavim, but in the beginning of Perek Lamed, the Pasuk talks about Pasuk of Aleph and Beis mentions twice tshuva. Oyuki yavoy alecha kol advar me'ela chulei v'ashivoy yisel v'avecha. Lashon tshuva once. In Pasuk Beis it says v'shavta Hashem elikecha. What are these two lashonis of tshuva? The Goyin in Shir Hashirim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes. Pasuk says, "Demedoydi letzvi aloifar yolam in his oimid acher kaslenu mashkiach menachalonis meitzis menacharakim." Amilas pasuk says in Kiddush Levana. Pasuk says that Hashem is standing behind the kais on mashkiach menachalonis meitzis menacharakim. The Goyin in the Pirush on the pasuk points out that these two tshuvas in the pasuk, "Hashavoyisal avech v'shatad Hashem lekecha," are two different stages in tshuva. First pasuk is talking about tshuva and lev, tshuva within the heart. The earlier stage of tshuva, smaller stage of tshuva, and that could eventually bring to tshuva b'maisa. It's two different stages of tshuva. This is what the Goyin says. Says the Goyin, Maridik, this kaisel is a kaisel exists from the result of the chatoim, like we mentioned, the pasuk says, "Avaneisim ayavim avedinim zeh, hine zeh oimer achak asleinu," it separates us from HaKadosh Baruch, like we said, not only the Shemaim, it separates us from our Chilek lekami mal. Tomar the chilek Kadosh Baruch Hu is levava ishakal Yisrael. That's we have a part that's mechuber even in hergish to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a chislenu. There's the Goyim. There are two steps, and the Goyim refers to that in Mitzrayim. Also, they went through two stages of tshuva. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They also were there was a chislenu. There's the Goyim. The first thing is tshuva belev, and that's the two parts of the pasuk. He says they're actually out of order. When you do tshuva belev, it creates meitzitz min acharakim, and then later on you do tshuva b'maisa, it creates meshgiach min achalonos. So what are these two steps? Meitzitz min acharakim means Hashem is able to see through the cracks. It means the wall created cracks. The wall, there are cracks in the wall. Where are the cracks coming from the wall? Says the Goyim. That which you had in your lave, machshavas of your hirei tshuva, is machshavas belave. They create the cracks. This is not yet a very strong and permanent tshuva that you are able to bring to the ma'isim. Something in your lave, you're obviously having very committive thoughts. You have not yet feared it ice and developed it fully that you're able to bring to the ma'isim. You first start off with a stage of strong thoughts of tshuva in the lave. They're able to pierce smallest cracks, the smallest machshavas, they put cracks into this kaisa. What is this kaisa? The way we were saying before, it's the timtum alev. Able to make the smallest cracks into the timtum alev. Then already HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's made this menacharakim. That's Hashem, and that's chilek of us that's collected to Hashem. We already see a connection. That can eventually bring, afterwards, mashkiach menachalayin. It's already the cracks end up widening, and that's already, they end up becoming large windows. And there's a very large connection. It's open, the full chius of the person. That's mashkiach menachalayinus. That's the two stages. This is our hope. Can hear it? The Pesach Tiru Yitshuva, that's the Pesach saying, Tiru Yitshuva, can hear everyone can come to. We don't see it, we don't feel ability to start, but part of it is because we see that we have to get to the end at once. The Goyin is enlightening us. The Pasuk is a mahalach of tshuva belev. We don't have to work out every last prat. We don't have to be holding by every last prat of tshuva. But it's the ruhe tshuva that are starting in the lave that are able to be create meitzis min acharakim. They will create holes in that tzimtzum of the lave. The Pasuk says, Kam mitzvah zois l'niflesi mimcha. Not niflesi mimcha. L'rechoicha yi ki korev eilecha hadover ma'oid b'ficha l'vovcha l'asoyse shol b'zoiche. Start the tshuva and come to tshuva shleima, coming up in your Maariv and achziv lachsimat tova.